A Port Coquitlam politician will look to defend his city council seat in the 2022 municipal election, set for October 15. Coun. Glenn Pollock announced to the Tri-City News he'll seek another four-year term, promising to work on the housing crisis and affordable home ownership and supporting gentle density. I'm proud and honored to have served the residents of Port Coquitlam for the last 14 years and would love to continue to do so, Pollock said in a statement. Pollock was first elected in 2008 and said he is proud of the city's recent accomplishments, which he said include the completion of the Port Coquitlam Community Center on time and on budget despite a global pandemic, investment in roads, sewers, lighting, parks and playgrounds, improvements to traffic and pedestrian safety, revitalizing the downtown core, initiating the development of a soccer hub in Gates Park and taking action on climate change. Other work Pollock has done to advance his causes, such as affordable housing, is to help bring nearly 500 units of affordable housing to the city, including 83 units of the new Atira development, and support a new food bank, called the People's Pantry, which feeds 180 people with fresh fruits and vegetables as well as meat and dairy. Pollock stated he is also proud of helping to set up a rent bank with Share Family and Community Services and bringing a renoviction policy to the city to support renters. He also believes in council's common sense approach, under Mayor Brad West's leadership, noting as an example, a policy allowing alcohol consumption in parks and increasing the seating capacity and operating hours at craft breweries. I hope to be re-elected in order to do this important work and support Mayor Brad West to the best of my abilities, and I'm proud to have Mayor West's support for my re-election as well. I think the city is fortunate to have a man of his character at the helm, and I'd like to continue to work with him and the rest of council. Pollock said he also supports several priorities on the mayor's to-do list, which includes continuing the revitalization of the downtown, delivering more community events, taking strong action on public safety, continuing to develop good jobs close to home for Port Coquitlam citizens. Other known candidates who have formally announced their intentions to run include Mathila Karnick, Justin Alexander Smith, Sarah Harbord, Eric Minty, Jamie Watson, fellow council incumbents Nancy McCurrich and Steve Darling, and mayoral incumbent Brad West. For SD43's Board of Education, Michael Thomas and Christine Pollock have both announced they are seeking re-election. For more information on Pollock and his platform, you can visit his Facebook page. As well, the Tri-Cities Chamber of Commerce has scheduled a series of all-candidates debates for local 2022 civic elections. Port Coquitlam mayor and council nominees will get the chance to speak to the issues that matter to them, and take questions from the public, at Riverside Community Church on October 3.